Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
I'm Matthew. Welcome to another exciting episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown.
Oh, here we go. A very exciting episode this week where we welcome two absolute legends of the comedy world, Shaparak Kosande and Richard Herring.
Oh, we had such a... This was genuinely one of the absolute... One of my favourite episodes we recorded for a very, very long time. It was really, really fun. I mean, you'll be able to hear that when you hear the episode. We had a tremendous time. It was lovely having Herring back. I think possibly our first ever episode featured Herring. Mm-hmm. And it was his third time back. The first time we'd ever had Shappy on. And that was, it was a delight. It was an absolute delight. If you would like to come and see the Christmas show, now, basically all of the shows that we're going to be doing in October, or both of the shows, I should say, that we're going to be doing in October are sold out. They're on the 9th and 10th. We've got Ellis James and Izzy Sooty on the 9th. On the 10th, we've got our Christmas special with Yuriko Katani and Angela Barnes. They're both sold out. But what is happening is people's schedules change. Calendars move around a little bit, and occasionally people will ask for refunds, and that's been happening a little bit. So if you watch our Twitter, before I issue a refund, I always say, I'm just about to issue a refund. If you want to go and grab that ticket when it goes back on sale, you can do it that way. But it's also worth looking at our Twitter anyway, because people will say, I can't come tonight, or I can't come in 2 nights time. You know, can you, does anyone want to take it? So if you haven't got a ticket, do not despair, because there is definitely a chance you can get into the room and see either the Ellis James one or the Christmas episode, and we'd love to see you there.
We really would.
Lovely. Well, come along, but also enjoy this episode, and we will see you on the other side. Here it is.
Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, you silly little sausage?
You are a silly little sausage, Matthew.
I am indeed. But let's not talk about that now, because, in fact, sausages are actually, they are on my mind.
What?
Because I've just bought...
Is it the hot weather?
It's those little blue shorts you're wearing, Tom. I know you're in your own home, but please, pop us a wrong on. No,
it's so wrong, all right.
Yeah, it looks so wrong, feels so right.
Come on.
I have just bought, my two chums, I've bought an air fryer.
An air fryer?
Yeah, and I get the feeling that everyone I meet from now on will be delighted to hear all about it. Yeah. But first, I need to use it, so one of you two has got to turn on the air fryer.
Well, it's not going to be me, Matthew.
Oh, no.
I don't want my monks wearing Nike trainers.
What? 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 That was much too clever for me. What about you? How
not
dare
bad.
You?
It's not bad, is it?
Just about try and bamboozle me with your intellect.
Air
what about,
fryer.
What about you? I get it. What about you?
You see? You see?
What are you? What about you, Ben Clark?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not going to do it, but I will say they are fantastic. I bought one the other day,
oh, yeah.
And honestly, the most delicious air I've ever tasted. Cooked to perfection.
Very, very low in fat. Well, listen, all this.
I don't want my monks wearing Nike trainers. Hello?
Listen, all this jibber-jabbering is getting us nowhere. These hand-cut potato wedges aren't going to air-fry themselves. There's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a...
Flash!
Hello and welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says, help me escape this feeling of insecurity. Ha ha. I need you so much, but I don't think you really need me. But if we all stand up in the name of love and state the case of what we're dreaming of, I gotta say I only dream of you. But like a thief in the night, you took away the love that I knew. Be my air fryer. Your heat is my only desire. Be my air fryer, 'cause I need some spuds. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby.
Beautiful, actually.
Let's meet the boys who are always invited to my sausage party. It's Tom Parry and Benedict Clark.
Hey.
Now, listen, you can't turn on the air fryer on your own. Who have you brought along to warm up your fingers this week? Ben.
Ah, well, I have bought my dancing partner, Shaparak Kosandi.
Shaparak Kosandi is here. What a delight.
Now we're starting.
Now we're starting.
It's starting now.
Yeah. Don't worry. Everything you said prior to this will be discounted from the
what
record.
What a waste.
I know. It was good stuff, though, wasn't it?
I was having a nice time.
Should we stop here and release that?
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, it's great to have you on the show. Now, you were telling me just before the show that you almost bought an air fryer. You came perilously close to buying an air fryer. But the reason you gave for not buying it was nuts. So tell me what you said earlier before the show here.
I was almost bought an air fryer.
Oh, you almost bought.
I have resisted them because it's all I hear. It's all I hear from the other mums.
Yeah.
Air fry this, air fry that. And I don't buy into things that are really popular, like I didn't see any of Sex and the City or The Sopranos or other things.
Yeah, sure.
It's why you haven't been on this podcast for so long.
Yeah, I can't believe
you said, I'll see you on the way back down, yeah.
To be honest, that's how I get booked on anything. I was on the last ever show that Richard and Judy did on telly.
It was your fault.
Yeah, it got cancelled after that.
Oh.
And my mum had to call an ambulance when I got home because I was passed out because I drank so much rosé. And the ambulance
I
think it was me drinking that made me pass out, let's be fair. And the... I said ambulance man. Then the person... what they called, the paramedic...
Yeah.
...said to me...
The paramedic man, yeah.
All paramedics.
The paramedic man or man...
Yes.
He said, have you taken anything other than alcohol? And I said, just Richard and Judy.
So, he's Googling street names of drugs there, going, what? It's Richard and Judy. So anyway, so that's the reason you've not got an air fryer.
So then what happened is, to my utter surprise, I turned 50 years old, right?
Oh,
it was
mate.
A shock to
Shocker,
everyone.
Yeah.
And my mum friends said, we've had a little think and we are going to club together and get you an air fryer. And I was like, I'm 50. An air fryer? It's a bit like when I bought my mum a chip pan when I was 11. I thought she'd be really happy. And I said, no, I don't want an air fryer. I just want something that we can all share. And they got
a share fryer.
A share fryer.
Or her.
So now we live together in a little bed.
Are ready.
I don't want my monks wearing night trainers.
We'll get to you in a second, guys. Anyway, yeah, sorry.
So anyway, in the end, I'm really paranoid now. I sound ungrateful, but instead of an air fryer, in the end, they bought me a cake made of cheese. And that was to share on my birthday. But my birthday was a hot day and everyone was in the garden of the pub and no one was even inside and no one ate the cheese. So me, my mum and dad took massive load of cheese home. It was like, I'm still trying to take off my cheese weight from my birthday. And then it was, did you love your cheese? Oh yeah, we ate all of it. And I was just like, just giving cheese to squirrels.
Did they misunderstand what a cheesecake is?
I'm not even that much of a fan of cheese. No. It's not like I'm one of those people that goes, oh, I have a nice bit of cheese and pick a lily. I'm not one of those people. It's a bit like...
Did you choose the cheesecake? Did you say, oh, don't get me an air fryer, get me this? Or
do you know what? I was just being a bit of a, hey, guys, don't get into trouble. But I so wish they'd gone to trouble.
Hey, guys, don't get into trouble. Just buy me a mountain of cheese.
It's much easier to buy an air fryer than buy cheese and make it resemble a cake.
Just a cake?
It is much, much easier to buy an air fryer.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Now we're talking.
It's a
different caliber of guest.
Tom, who have you brought along with you this week?
Well, Matthew, the jamboree's in danger.
Oh, no.
Much less funny now that the actual jamboree got into actual danger.
That was quite a heavy news story,
wasn't
it?
Because of climate change.
But you know what? Thanks for sending it to us, everybody.
Thank you.
I read the article 5 times a day for a fortnight.
Lovely to be told. Lovely to be told. Our podcast studio has collapsed.
Oh, no.
Damn you, rock concrete. Oh, it's topical, guys. Still topical. to rebuild my podcast studio, I've invited the forefather of podcasting.
Oh, yeah.
The man who invented the medium itself.
He did, yeah.
The first ever podder. It's Richard Herring.
Richard. Richard, we all want to know, what did your mum friends get for your 50th?
After you were on Richard, not Judy.
I have been on Richard and Judy, but not the last one. The thing, they do like drinking after the show, so I can't blame you for getting drunk. Great. And Richard Madeley loves to swear when he's off.
He
does, he all comes up and goes, you, they're fucking this, fucking that. He was really trying to, show off, but I thought I was a comedian. He was trying to show that he could swear.
We had Dick and Dom on here once, and they arrived, and they were like, all right, cunts. And it's like,
just say bogeys, guys, please. Please. You're melting our minds.
You know who else swears a lot is Alid Jones.
Really?
Yeah. Jones. You're walking in the air, man.
Walking in the swear.
Oh, man. You're all a bunch of cars. Yeah, he cunts it up.
He cunts it up. That's the jingle they play for him on Classic FM, isn't it? Alid Jones, he cunts it up. Here's some Rachmaninoff. And Richard, you are an air fryerless man as well, is that
right? I do not have an air fryer, I'm afraid to say.
Are you tempted at all by the...
No, I've got an Arga.
Oh!
And a quince tree.
Quince Tree Jones.
If you like, I suppose. If you like.
I do like it, actually. It's not my fault I'm a favourite comedian. But yeah, so obviously you're there.
Is an Arga like the furthest away you can get from an air fryer? Is it on all the time?
It's on all the time, heating the house and food.
It must be
food.
Great in this weather.
Well, we've only just turned it on. We turned it off for the summer.
Of course. You turned it on for the heat wave. Did you start the heat wave? Eric's turned his Arga on.
How do you cook in the summer?
We've got an oven as well.
Oh!
Bloody. You're welcome, Jamboree. Well, thank you very much, both of you, for coming on the show. We could chat for hours about cheesecakes.
Can I ask one more Arga question?
Of course you've got to ask a question.
You can't afford one. That's the question.
Can I have yours?
If you can carry it, you can have it.
Do you have any control on the Argo? Is it just hot and you put it in?
There's different. there's different ovens of different heat. There's three ovens. One of them.
Three ovens.
One
of them, all the time.
One of them.
Constantly.
One of them
on.
You never use because it's too low. It's like the Goldilocks. Yeah. It's a Goldilocks oven. One of them's just not quite warm enough, and one of them's much too hot.
Right too hot. So you could have a much smaller Argo, yeah. Or an oven.
An oven. Just I prefer the oven.
Yeah.
It came with the house, I have to say. So right. It wasn't my choice.
Okay. But you did buy the hat. You chose to buy
it. Choose
not for the
house.
Well, listen, we've met our guests. Let's find out who's got the most money. No, we found that already. Okay, let's find
the
out.
The person with a massive pile of cheese.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Let's find out who's heir to the throne. Who has to fry a little harder as we play round one.
Whoa! Middle-aged people think it's fly when you air fry. Onions, grilled cheese, we fry pinto beans.
We're finally at a party, running out of things to say, so the conversation turns to the George Foreman of today. You've quit the drugs and booze and tightened your apron strings, cause now you get excited making crispy chicken wings. So don't delay, go and get yours today, cause when you come with lips, all you feel good about what you weigh, and then tell your friends again and again and again. Would you ever fry? Would you ever fry?
They've got range, those guys. You don't realise it. Yeah. Yeah. So you start going for
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Who was the castrato you hired to sing?
I recorded that at 11 o'clock in my shed. Can you imagine what the neighbours must have thought?
Oh, Parry's murdering again.
Now the classic.
The first round is called Out of the Frying Pan. I'm going to give our players a lovely scenario, and they have to incrementally make it less and less pleasant. So, for example, if we started with this scenario, you're hanging out with your mates, the next player could say, then one of you suggests you all record a podcast together. That sort of thing. So we'll play it in teams, starting with Ben and Shappy. I'm going to give you a scenario. Ben, you make it worse, you score a point. Shappy, you make it worse, you score a point. Ben, you make it worse, you're at another point. You have 2 minutes on the clock to rack up as many unpleasant increases as you can. However, if the opposing team, in this case Tom and Richard, think they haven't actually made it worse, you can challenge, and if I agree, you take control of the game. Whoever is playing when the 2 minutes are up gets a bonus 5 points, but I will dock points for hesitation, so no running down the clock. Shappy, you have a question?
Yes. So, with Ben and I, do we take it in turns to do it, or is it a team effort?
I would say you say a scenario, then Ben says a scenario, then you say a scenario.
Which is still a team effort.
It's still a team effort, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I never
so
understand
the answer
games.
Is okay. The answer is yes to both questions. Okay, I'm sure you're going to be fantastic. I tell you what, who's going to go first? Should we start with Ben? Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay, and then it.
And are you giving me a scenario to begin with?
I'm giving
with?
You the scenario, yes.
Great.
Your scenario is a gentle stroll on a summer's day. Okay, your 2 minutes begins now.
A gentle stroll on a summer's day, but I've got a wet sock.
Then there's a bit of gravel in my wet sock.
Lovely. This is it? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is how we play.
This is how we play.
Yep. This is it, is it?
This is it?
This is it.
Very much it.
And then I fall over.
That's worse. That is worse.
Can't challenge that. No,
they're desperate to challenge over
there's
here.
No, there's no dispute.
No dispute.
Why are you
worse.
Challenging?
No, they're not challenging.
Challenge is right.
I fall over right over one of those bikes that you have to get online and people just dump in really awkward places.
The line bike. Yeah.
Yeah.
The crowd on side.
Can I challenge?
One. Yeah.
I think that's better because you know why you fell over.
No.
You know when you just fall over?
Really sorry.
There's nothing worse than that. But if you fall over something and it's someone else's fault, then you feel good about it, you go...
Tom, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What did your mum friends get for your 90th?
Ben knows. Ben's always just falling over. If you're walking and then you just suddenly scuff your foot and you fall over, there's no. But if it's someone else's fault, you feel better.
Do you know what? I'm gonna accept the challenge. You've got a minute.
It didn't fall over the bike.
What?
Fell over onto the bike.
Oh.
If you had listened,
the bike broke your fall.
Yes.
On this gravelly path. I'd say that's better.
Okay, I'm going to accept this, Ben. You've got a minute and 7 seconds. Now, remember, you're on top of this lion bike, scrabbling around like a scarab beetle.
Okay.
But it's still a pleasant day.
Okay, and the person who put the bike there is filming you and laughing, going, this is going online.
I want a challenge there.
I'm glad I can't think of anything worse.
Being online.
I've never really been online before. So
exactly.
I quite enjoy the opportunity.
You're like Shappy with air fryers, aren't you? You just think it's a bit of a fad, this thing, this internet, isn't it?
So I think I'd enjoy the fame of
the
it.
Exposure.
The humiliation.
Oh, mate, look at what we're doing.
Yeah. This
challenge.
This doesn't go online. Oh,
nobody tell him, guys. Nobody tell him. 58 seconds on the clock to continue the scenario.
And you realise you put your hand in a dog shit.
And the dog looks really cross.
I was saving that. I was going to eat that later.
Is it better to meet the dog who shit it is?
Sometimes Parry's walking down the street and he sees a nice turd. He goes, I want to shake that dog by the paw. I know it's in the middle of the street.
At least you know where it's come from.
You know
where it's come
from.
Fair play
to the dog.
That's so good. I'm going to call it a number three.
I'm not going to accept the challenge.
Fair enough.
You've got 18 seconds left.
And then the dog comes up to you and starts licking your hand.
Oh, challenge. Oh. It's cleaning the shit off your hand for you.
Nice.
It's great. Yeah. I don't care if this random dog's licking its own shit. It's bad for the dog. Good for me. I've got a clean hand.
Do you know what? What would you?
I wouldn't call that hand clean, Tom.
I would say if you had dog shit on your hand or a dog had licked your hand... I think you'd probably go with a dog licking your hand, right? If those are the two options.
No, I've got dog shit on my hand.
And a dog.
I'm agreeing with you.
You've got no dog.
Fucking hell, Jesus Christ.
Challenge.
Jesus. Okay, you're back in there. You're back in play. You've got 12 seconds.
Great.
12 seconds left to make the scenario worse.
It starts raining hammers.
Like Richard, 5 seconds.
And it's the MC Hammers.
Oh my God. You can't touch that. Very, very well done. You get the 5 points at the end of that round.
You can't. Can I just say, you can't touch this.
Yeah.
You can't say that.
And also, he's wearing parachute pants, so it'd probably break his fall.
I get the game now.
Yeah. Well, that's great, because I'm about to change the rules.
I don't. So.
It's raining hammers that always wins, isn't it? That's just...
Hallelujah. So next up, it's Richard and Tom's turn to begin this. And this time, we're slightly twisting the rules. This is look on the bright side. I'm going to give you an awful situation, and you have to make it... incrementally more pleasant, okay?
Oh, okay.
So it's an awful situation to start with. You're making it slightly nicer. And again, same gameplay. You can challenge at any time. Benedict Shafrak, anytime
nicer,
you like.
Nicer.
So, Tom and Richard, your unpleasant scenario is it's all gone a bit Last of Us.
and some sort of deadly virus has wiped out great swathes of the population.
Right.
And your job is throwing corpses into a pit.
Okay.
That's as far as I made it on watching The Last of Us. I thought, why am I watching this show? This is the start. This is the bit that goes, oh, can't wait to see what happens next. His daughter's dead. He's throwing corpses to a bit. Sign me up.
The Last of Us. Right, that's a TV programme, is it?
Oh, yeah. It came just after The Sopranos.
I thought you said it's all gone a bit Last of Us, and I thought, oh, is this like a Greek mythology thing?
It's a very highbrow podcast,
this. I don't know, because
yeah.
I'm not
the
as
The Tale
educated.
Of Lassithus.
So you have got 2 minutes on the clock, and you've got to make it more and more pleasant. Okay. So you're disease-ridden corpse throwers.
Okay.
Who's going to start? Tom,
I'll
Richard?
Start.
Okay. Your time starts now.
So you're throwing the corpses into the pit, and then it stops raining hammers. I'm going to challenge that.
Oh, yeah.
I think that the hammers would be a blessed relief.
Go on.
At that point, I'd be like, fucking hell, won't a hammer just fall from the sky and end it for me?
Put you out of your misery.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to accept the challenge.
No.
You've got a minute. You've got a minute 51 to make the situation of the hammers stopping raining from the sky more pleasant.
And then the corpse you go to throw in suddenly says, stop, I'm not actually dead yet.
I've challenged that because... If the corpse isn't dead, it's a zombie. And it's about to kill you.
They are notoriously chatty and perky.
Albeit a very chipper zombie, but nevertheless.
Listen, mate! Let me hit up the old Amazon Spit.
Okay, I'm going to accept the challenge there. I think that's absolutely fair. So, Parry, you can take over. I think Richard's your turn.
So that happens, but then you get sucked off by Ron from Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
And it's...
I can't challenge that.
And it's Ron Swanson, the character, Ron rather Swanson. Than Mick Swanson. Nick Offerman, the man. Yeah.
Isn't that what you're thinking when you're watching that all the way through? I'm just thinking, this is Ron Swanson. It's really... The zombie apocalypse has changed. It's a beautiful episode.
Great. And then he buys you a hammer. So thank you.
Repetition of hammer.
Yeah.
And it's not better because it's the bit... It's been raining hammers. There's hammers all over everywhere.
He's throwing good money after bad there, isn't he? And also...
I'm going to challenge my own team.
This will remind you of the thing that broke your skull earlier on. I bought you this. Are you taking the piss, Ron? I mean, cheers for the BJ and everything, but, you know... There's no aftercare around here, is there? Okay, yes, I'll accept it. Shappy, make the situation of Ron Swanson having touched you off and bought you a hammer more pleasant.
Sorry, catch me up again. What's happening? Okay.
So you're on a podcast, right? With your friends.
Yes.
It's a safe space.
Yeah. So you're the corpse has said hello.
Got it.
But luckily enough, Ron Swanson gives you a blowjob and buys you a hammer, okay?
Right.
And the dead corpse turns out to be his very talented ventriloquist son who can throw his voice and now has a hopeful career.
Can I just challenge that?
I'd love to hear the challenge.
I am a ventriloquist. My new lockdown job. And if the dead son is the corpse, then he's not ventriloquizing. He's just doing... He's not a ventriloquist.
No, he's...
He's making himself talk. That's just a person.
No.
Don't bring ventriloquism into it. If someone else is over the hill...
The corpse wasn't talking.
Right.
It was the boy making its mouth move and throwing his voice. The boy's alive!
Can I challenge by saying, if you're facing the apocalypse... Facing it with a ventriloquist isn't going to make it. So what is it you do? Oh, you're a ventriloquist. Oh, fuck my good hole.
My good hole's the one without a hammer sticking out of it. I'm going to accept. I'm going to accept the challenge. Yeah, you've got 47 seconds.
Okay.
Can I also challenge you? To make the situation more pleasant.
All this is going on, and then Tom Jones turns up and goes, "All right."
Yeah, you can't challenge that.
So Tom Jones is there. Yeah, yeah.
He's gone a long way. Oh, it's hard to go better than that. Yeah, but I will try.
Then 30 seconds.
Ron Swanson sucks off Tom
Jones. So Ron Swanson sucks off Tom Jones. Okay.
I challenge that.
And you're allowed to watch.
Would it make no? Would it make you feel less special? Oh, Rod, I thought it was just me. Now you're doing it to Tom as well.
If I'm throwing this hammer away, all I'm saying meant something.
All I'm saying is, if I was on The Voice and I heard that going on, I would not push my button.
Do you know who'd be good on The Voice? The ventriloquist.
I'm over here. Stop sucking off Tom Jones.
Clarky, you have 20. I'm going to accept the challenge.
Okay.
Clarky, you have 20 seconds to make the situation. Just as a little recap, the hammers have stopped falling from the sky. You've got a gob job from Swanson. You've got a gob job from Swanson. He's bought you a hammer. It turns out that the corpse who started speaking to you is actually your own son, who's a very good ventriloquist. He's got a very hopeful career. Tom Jones shows up, says, "All right," and gets a sub job from Ron Swanson. I defy you to make that fucking Hieronymus Bosch picture any better than it already is. 20 seconds, off you go.
And then Tom Jones offers to sell you a house with an Aga.
Oh! Very good. Shappy, 13 seconds.
You accept the offer and immediately wonder which oven is the best, and you decide all of them are wonderful.
Can I challenge?
Challenge, yeah.
With 3 seconds to go, yes.
Well, I want to challenge whether, and there'll be the idea of money and property after the apocalypse has happened at all. So I think houses would be free, wouldn't they, anyway? So the fact that he's sold you the house is a bad thing.
Yeah.
Because he's given you the house, you could still say...
The same guy who sold him the hammer as well, isn't it?
Can I just say, I think that's a terrible argument.
Oh.
Yeah, challenge accepted. You've got 3 seconds. You've got 3 seconds to make this situation more pleasant, Richard Herring.
And then you make a lovely pot roast in the
Aga. Hey, there we go. There we go. So again, that was again, you had control at the end of that round. That was another bonus it, 5 points. Fantastic.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yes, congratulations. Now, at the end of that round, let's hear something truly pleasant. It's the voice of producer Gwyn telling us the scores. The scores, Gwyn.
The scores are Ben and Shaprack have 9, but Tom and Richard have 18.
Whoa! Whoa.
So Tom and Richard are in the lead, but it's still up in the air for others. Everything to play for in return in part two. See you in a bit.
Yes.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. shopify.com/retail23.
Welcome back to Flatshare Slamdown! Now, before the break, Tom and Richard were in the lead. Those scores haven't moved, and neither have my potatoes. Sorry, let me just adjust my potatoes. Okay, there we go, that's better. It's time to play round two, it's Flat Games!
Yay! Let's play together. Games! Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing. Put that there. Do as you're told. Games! If you lose, you get nothing. Games! If you win, you get gold. Gold! Gold! Gold!
Listen to that!
Gold!
Oh, my goodness.
Gold!
Take that.
Gold! Gold!
Yeah! That's amazing.
Gold! Look at that.
Oh, gold! It never ends.
Gold! You don't get... Yeah.
Gold!
There you go.
So this week, we're playing our version of Wordle, which we're calling... Just one Wordle do be do be do. In this game, I'm going to give each player a list of five songs. They have to get their teammate to guess as many of the songs on that list as they can in 90 seconds by singing the tune using only a single word.
What?
That word will be chosen by the opposing team. So, for example, if you chose the word tequila and the song was tequila, that's a bad example, but you get the idea. You understand how the game's played. A point for every correct song guessed. I'll also award the singer points out of 10 for performance.
Oh.
So, Tom, with that in mind, you're up first.
Oh, no. I hate it when you do that.
Sorry, mate. Richard, you're guessing. But Ben and Chappie, what word would you like Tom to employ?
I reckon surely he should cunt it up.
No, we're not.
No.
No way.
No.
We're not having that.
Whoa. We're a family podcast, you cunt.
That little E next to the name of the podcast would have to be fucking massive, wouldn't it? No, I'm not having, no. I will not have... I'm pulling veto on that one there, I'm afraid.
You're a coward.
And you're
so
a cunt.
So are you.
Yeah. But what word, what fun word, Chappie?
So it's funny where our heads went, because I instantly thought piles.
Piles is a good word.
Always on my mind.
That's not one of the songs, by the way. You are always on my ring. So Richard, you're guessing.
Okay.
The word is piles. Tom?
Yeah.
No, from now on,
oh.
No doobie doobie doos.
Piles.
No la 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 la's. The only word I want to hear out of your mouth is piles.
Okay.
Your 90 seconds and your five songs begin now.
Bit of help from the crowd on this one.
Tom?
Piles, piles, piles.
Piles, piles.
Piles, 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 Sweet Caroline.
Yes.
Yes.
Piles, piles, piles. Piles, 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 piles.
I've got the list here.
Piles, 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 piles. Piles, 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 piles.
Is it a bit in Oliver where they're selling stuff?
Who will buy my piles?
Piles, 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 piles.
What'd you come on over? Valerie.
Yes!
It's great.
Piles, 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 piles.
Night.
Yes!
Oh, word after piles it is.
Piles, 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 piles,
piles, piles, piles, piles, piles, piles, piles, piles,
piles, piles, piles, piles, piles, piles, piles, piles. Piles, 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 piles.
Is it piles, piles, piles?
Yeah. It's not piles, piles, piles. Richard, have you got any idea what it is? That's your time, I'm afraid.
Piles,
I'll let you guess.
Piles, 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 piles.
I'm gonna,
no, no, I don't.
I'm gonna throw it over. Chappie, do you know what it is?
It's an umbrella.
It is umbrella!
Very happy.
So you got Sweet Caroline, you got Hard Day's Night, you got Valerie, and you got, well, you didn't get Umbrella, you got 3 points there, but 1 point over to Chappie. Congratulations, Tom.
Beautiful.
Ooh. What am I going to give you for performance? It was very spirited, I'll say that much. I would say I'm going to give you A strong and sturdy 7 out of 10.
I'll take
7
it.
Out of 10.
I'll take
Here
it.
We go.
Miles.
Shappy, that's for you. Okay. Now, Tom and Richard, what word should Shappy be singing? What word do you fancy? What word do you like?
Can we do 3 words?
Can you do 3 words? No.
What would your 3 words
cheesecake?
Have been?
I was going to say cake of cheese.
You know what?
Cheese.
I think we'll allow cheesecake.
Yeah, that's a word.
Happy with cheesecake?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you weren't.
So I was a bit distracted. Because what if I don't know the verse, just the chorus?
Just do the chorus then. Don't
I'm
you
one of those people that even if it's like my absolute favourite song at a gig,
yeah.
I won't know. Like, you know when the crowd goes wild because they know what song it is?
Yeah.
Until they start singing Common People, I don't know what it is.
I've got my first guess.
In your defence. In your defence, I mean, you were stood next to me. I'm sorry for that.
Okay. Yeah, you can do choruses. You can do whichever bit you think will help Clarky guess it, okay? And the word is cheesecake. Your 5 songs are there. Your 90 seconds starts now.
Cheesecake, cheesecake, cheesecake. Cheesecake, 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 cake. Cheesecake, 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 cake. Gee, I don't know the verse. Cheesecake, cake, cheesecake.
I've never heard of that gum and people.
Hold on. Cheesecake, cheesecake, cheesecake. Cheesecake, 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 cheesecake. Cheesecake, cheesecake, cheesecake.
Is this what you said?
I've never heard of a chorus that has one note in it.
Is this what you sounded like after being on Richard and Judy? Get her in the ambulance.
That's what I was like, on Richard and Judy. But it's not fair if it's lack of singing skills.
Do try another one. Try another one.
No, yeah, try another
you've got
one.
30 seconds.
Pass.
I'm so sorry.
Try
I'm
another
not...
singing voice. I'm...
Oh! Sorry. I'm going to stop the cock for a second. Harry is delighted. You're absolutely delighted, aren't you? These are our guests, Tom. Treat them with a bit of respect, all right?
People in glass houses as well. Fucking hell.
I tell
imagine
you what,
him.
If there's a glass house around Shappy singing, fucking hell. What? What? Come on.
We can go back to it.
You've got
oh
that request
God.
That we don't.
Oh my God, I've just seen what it is.
You've got,
oh my God.
You've got 30 seconds. You've got 30 seconds. Pick another song, Shappy. You've got 30 okay. seconds left.
I've remembered the verse. Cheesecake, 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 cheesecake. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Dancing Queen.
It is Dancing Queen, yeah. 20 seconds.
Oh. Cheesecake, 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 cheese.
Sorry.
Cheesecake, cheesecake, cheese, cheesecake, cheesecake, cheese, cheesecake, 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 cheese, cheesecake, 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 cheesecake.
Oh yes, I will survive.
Yes, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you that.
I'm sorry. Can I have extra time because I've got ADHD? Right.
Yeah, go on.
We've all got ADHD.
And I'm enjoying this. Yeah, go on. You have another 30 seconds.
I don't like this song. Cheesecake, 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 cheesecake. Cheesecake, cheesecake. I can't bear them. Just don't give me that one.
Sorry, I've already... Yeah, okay.
Okay, cheesecake. Cheesecake, cheesecake, cheesecake. I can't cope.
Do you forget the word cheesecake?
Can I do the next one?
Yeah,
I'll go
of
back
course.
To
of course. Do as many as you like, mate.
The time stopped 2 minutes ago. It's your time.
I love this one.
Sorry, Matthew, I've got ADHD. Can I have 30 seconds less, please?
I'm looking into your eyes and singing. Why aren't you enjoying this more? No, you'll like this one.
Okay, good.
I'll be the judge of that.
Cheesecake, cheese, cheesecake, cheesecake, cheesecake. Cheesecake, cheesecake. Cheesecake. Oh, that's the wrong one. Oh, no, it's the wrong one. Cheesecake, 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 cake.
Make it stop. Please call time. Please call time. I'm
going to
stop it.
One last
one, guys.
One more song. One more song. One more song.
Cheese more cake. Cheese more cake. Cheese more cake.
I don't even know the verse for this. Just the one
word. Oh, it hasn't mattered. You've not known the... You've known neither verse nor chorus of any of the songs you've sung.
Cheesecake, cheesecake.
Someone in the audience got that. I'm going to throw it over. If you can get any of the songs, literally any of the songs that Clarkie didn't guess that Shappy sang, I'll give you 15 points a song. I'll give you a point for each song you can steal. Do you know any of those songs? Did any of those ring a bell with
you? Was the last one My Way?
It was My Way, yeah. I'm going to give you a point for My Way. Any advance
cheesecake,
on that?
Cheesecake, cheesecake, cheesecake.
What are you helping them? In fact, no, carry on.
I can tell you now, Shappy was singing, which we got I Will Survive, yeah. The one you hated, do you want to just sing us a little bit now? No. We'll tell you what it was.
Cheesecake, cheesecake. Yeah.
That's Wonderwall. Yeah, yeah, there we go. And and then the other one, we got My Way, and then the other one here, just a little bit of that one, because you...
Oh, how can you not get this? Cheesecake, cheese, cheesecake, 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 cake. Cheesecake,
boy, your cake. Loving is all I think about.
I just can't get cheesecake, you out cheesecake, of cheesecake.
My... Yep, okay.
But you know what? It mine kept going into a part of you, just ain't enough. Na, na,
no,
na,
it didn't.
It didn't go anywhere near either of those songs.
Amazing. The entire audience is now lactose intolerant after that. Richard, here are your five songs.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Matthew, are you giving points for Shappy's performance?
No.
And I didn't make that awkward, Gwyn, you did.
We'd moved on for a reason, Gwyn.
Ruined my musical career.
Just trying to keep score. You've boxed me into a corner here, mate. I don't normally go that low in a score, and I've already given Harry my low seven, so... What am I going to do? Now, of course, Shappy, for entertaining us all tremendously, I'm going to give you 6 out of 10 for performance. 6 out of 10. You know what? We'll open things up a little bit here. We're going to go for a phrase, okay? Because we enjoy cheesecake so much. We're going to go for a phrase. It can be a famous line or one you've pulled out of thin air. Shappy... And Ben, what would you like Richard to be singing? It could be a famous quote, it could be just a few words strung together, whatever you fancy.
He's got a look of Richard the Lionheart about him. Not Richard.
Oh. Richard the Lionheart.
What was one of his famous phrases?
Death to all non-Christians.
Yes!
The message you wanted to send out, really.
I'm worried that could be taken out of context.
You think?
Two terrible things
but
about
Harry. But to the tune of Mambo number 5, it sounds so much better.
Yeah. Herring's new material. The worst thing is he's a musical comedian now. Oh. The message is fine. It's the crack of the ukulele out. What phrase would you like?
It's raining hammers.
It's raining hammers. Beautiful. It's almost a song as well. So it's a little confusing. Okay, so you've got 5 songs there, Richard. You've got 90 seconds.
Okay.
On the clock.
Okay.
Your time starts now.
It's raining. It's hard to do because it's hard to do.
It's hard to do.
It's raining hammers. It's raining hammers. It's raining hammers. It's raining hammers. It's raining
wake
hammers.
Wake me up before you go, go.
It's correct, yeah.
It's raining hammers. 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 It's raining hammers.
It's very good if you know
hammers.
It.
It's raining hammers. It's raining hammers.
YMCA. Yeah.
I'll give you a half point for that. There was an assist.
I did
there.
IRH. I didn't do YMCA.
I'm Richard Herring.
Right, let's go back.
Okay.
It's raining hammers. It's raining hammers. Oh, it's a hard one.
It's not easy, is it, it's, Richard? It's one. Not easy.
It's rain. It's raining hammers. I'm going to move on. It's raining hammers. 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 It's raining. It's raining hammers. It's raining hammers.
Is it in and out the dusty bluebell?
It's raining hammers. It's a raining hammers. It's raining hammers.
Tom, do you know the song?
Raining hammers.
I'm going to throw it over.
I want to steal it.
Okay, you got. Do you want to steal?
Yeah, Islands in the Stream.
It is Islands in the Stream.
Very good.
It's Islands in the Stream. And the one that we couldn't guess there, you passed on Shake It Off, fair enough. And the one we couldn't get, can we hear that again?
What was it?
It's a hard one.
Oh, yeah, this is a. It's raining hammers. It's raining hammers.
Anyone at all? Sweet dreams are made of these. Sweet. Who am I to disagree?
Oh my god! Yeah,
a tricky song though. But you know, you did that pretty well.
Eurythmics.
Yeah. Tricky stuff. But you know what? I enjoyed the performance so much. I thought the performance was fantastic. I'm going to give you 8 points out of 10.
Oh,
Clarky. The dulcet tones of Benedict Clark wrapping up this round. Tom and Richard, what phrase should Clarky sing to Shappy?
I think
yeah.
One of the hard things about trying to guess it's raining hammers is you hear it's raining there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So maybe we should give him I Will Survive.
Oh, I like the play. I like that a lot, Tom. Clarky. I Will Survive.
Okay.
Shappy, you're guessing the songs. Clarky, you've got 90 seconds on the clock.
I'm going to have to stand up, of course.
Of course you've got to stand up, man. Of course you've got to stand up. Okay. I will survive.
I was almost going to start with, it's raining hammers.
Do you want to do a quick it's raining hammers just to warm yourself up? Little vocal warm up. Okay, your 90 seconds starts now.
I will survive, I will survive. I will survive, I will survive, I will survive, I will survive.
Oh!
I will survive, I will survive. I will survive, I will survive, I will survive.
Toto!
It is Toto, yeah, what's the song?
It's Africa!
It is correct!
I will survive, I will survive, I will survive, I will survive.
Frozen!
Yes!
Let it go!
It's correct.
I will survive, I will survive, I will survive, and I will survive, and then I will survive, and I will survive, I will survive, I will survive, and I will survive. 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 So I'll survive. I will survive. I will survive. I will survive.
No?
Try the next one. We'll come back to that one.
Yeah, come back to
okay.
that
one. Okay. Oh, it's tricky, this one.
Yeah, it is.
This is very exciting for me.
Oh, fuck. I will survive. I will survive. I will survive.
Faith. It is Faith. Faith. Yes, it's Faith. Okay, final one for Clarky.
I will survive. 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 I will survive.
Yes, it's that one. It's yeah.
Well, I'll tell you now, that's not the right song, Clarky.
Oh, is it not?
No, that's Shakin' Stevens. But you've got the right season.
Okay. I will survive.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay.
I will survive, I will survive.
Away
survive.
In a manger.
I will survive, I will survive, I'll survive. I will survive, yeah.
It's Slade, it's Noddy Holder, of course. It's Merry Christmas, everybody. Yes. So I don't think you can get. You're going to get the one that Clarky did brilliantly. But could the team steal? Do you know the one in the middle? Did you recognise it?
Can we hear it again?
Yes, a little bit of it.
I will survive.
I will survive. I will survive.
Is it
Wonderwall? I'm a lot. Wonderwall.
Is it Morrissey?
It's not Morrissey. No. It wasn't I'm Still Standing. It was, of course, Build Me Up Buttercup by the Foundations. Oh. But still, a very respectable 4 points to Chappy there, and I'm going to give him the full 10.
Yeah.
Clarky.
It's a really good job Ben went last there, because up until that point we were like, this game's really hard. And then it's like, oh no, it isn't actually.
Yeah. Singing's hard is what it turns out. Yeah, singing's hard. Okay, so at the end of that round, producer Gwyn, give us those scores using only the words, I will survive. No, any kidding. Yeah. No, give us to the tune of Umbrella, because we all enjoyed Umbrella. It's a hard one to sing. What are the scores, please, at the end of that round?
Cheers, mate. Tom and Richard have 38, and Harper, Ben and Shappy have 33. They've got 33.
Fantastic. Well, in this next round, there is only one word we're interested in, and that is justice. It's Beef Brothers. Yes, indeed, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef from someone in our audience. And today's one comes from Rosie. Rosie, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Rosie. So Rosie writes, as a childless woman, I feel it is my right to hang my own shit art on the walls.
A lot of solidarity in the room.
A lot of solidarity in the room. There, Tom. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
That was basically the message of the Barbie film, wasn't it?
And Oppenheimer. I've not seen it, but I guess.
My partner has allocated me a small patch of bathroom wall.
Wow.
That is it. Oh. Is this the first time where we don't need to play the round?
The worst is I know we're on the husband's side.
Yeah, sorry. That is it. He insists on curating what is good enough. For the bathroom wall.
I think...
Now, Rosie.
We're going to need to hear from the guy.
Oh, of course. Well, let's hear from Rosie first, though, of course. So, Rosie, thank you so much. It's a superb beef. The room loves it. Can I ask a few quick questions before we get started and have a cross-examination? I think I know the answer to this question, but is your partner here tonight?
Yes, yes, he is. Yeah.
Is he the guy chewing his hands?
No. Objection, Your Honour. Objection, Your Honour.
Guys,
Whoa!
We cannot have a lynching here. I need you all to chill the F out. This is a court of law. Innocent until proven guilty. Okay? Chill. Well, I don't know what you shouted, but it's not acceptable. And what's the partner's name, please, Rosie?
James.
James. Hi, James. Welcome to the show. We're going to try and give you as fair a trial as possible.
Oh my God. History's worst monster.
Can we just give James the microphone for a second? Death to all non-Christians. Oh, take it off him. Jesus Christ, mate. Sorry, wrong turn of phrase, but... Unbelievable, James.
I didn't know you were a ventriloquist. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I can wear ventriloquist dummy clothing, but that's not the same. It's not the same thing. So, you can ask questions of both.
Price.
Ask questions of both of them. Now, Ben and Chaparak, you are on the side of Rosie's side.
So bad.
Tom and Richard, you are on James's side.
Oh, God.
But before, listen, let's not jump to any conclusions. Let's have a cross-examination. Any questions?
Nuremberg trial? Well, they were just following orders. I don't know. Well, we got nothing.
Any questions for Rosie first? Let's try and... Any questions that... Would anyone like to ask Rosie anything? Clarky, yeah.
Rosie, could you describe some of your lovely paintings?
I do watercolours and embroidery. It takes a long time, lots of effort. Watercolours, embroidery.
Are you trained?
No. No, I'm not. Self-taught, out of just commitment.
Oh, my God. Yep.
Don't worry, Tom's not trained either. We've got to lay down newspaper underneath that desk.
It's a different type of watercolours.
There's a reason they're in the bathroom.
All I'm saying is, if he offers you fish and chips, don't take them.
Does the condensation and the humidity not ruin your watercolours, or are they framed?
No, they're quite. They don't need ruining.
Is it a massive?
Yourself, Rosie.
They start as just colours and then water actually.
Just drip down. No, I think they're all right.
Okay, so it's not a terrible situation.
I had to haggle for it. Okay. I had to haggle to even get a bit of bathroom wall.
Fucking hell, James.
I'm sorry.
Is it your yellow period that you're working
at? Rosie, sorry, I spent a day at the Old Bailey recently, so I know what I'm doing.
Were you on trial? Crimes against music.
Oh! Hey, no, Tom. Unfair. Let that be stricken from the records. Tom's not winning, so he's going down in flames.
We know we're going to lose. We don't care. Ride or die, fellas.
Tom, you look like the human embodiment of the Joe Rogan podcast. Really.
Have you quite finished?
Sorry.
Rosie, this is a personal question, but in your...
It's a personal part of the body.
In your household finances regarding your property, are you 50-50 in your contributions?
Yes.
Well, why are you with him then?
Stop this now. Stop. I feel like James is in no way enjoying this. Okay. What you can't see, I've got front row seats for the front row, and James is hating this. I want to give him a right to reply. Does anyone have you got a question for James?
Rosie, where in the house do you display James's art?
Oh, James doesn't do art.
No. You don't encourage him to. Cool. That's your thing.
So
okay,
you've got,
I get it.
You would say you've got infinity % more wall space for your art.
I was a la
complicated a patch. Before I haggled for the wall, he bought me like a bag that I could keep the art that I'd done in.
Was it black and shiny by any chance?
It's a
beautiful art liner. I got 30 of them from the supermarket.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'll put it with the rest of them. And on Thursday, some art collectors are coming.
Oh, I loved it.
They'll take as much of that as you got.
Keep it coming. I loved it.
Okay. Has anyone got any questions? James.
Just very quickly, so if he doesn't like doing art, what does James like to do?
James carves spoons.
Where do James's spoons go?
Wherever he wants.
Are they on the wall?
Let's give James a bit of a right to reply here, because
not where spoons go.
James, firstly, we've got to ask, where do your spoons go?
I've so far only carved one spoon, and that was for her birthday.
If the spoon don't fit, you must have quit. We're back in it, baby. We're back in it, baby. We're back in it, baby. The birthday spoon.
Carved a spoon for her birthday. We're back in it. That's like,
yeah, boy.
That's his fucking. He's a fucking. I've never done one before. But here's my first cut.
You're on his side, mate.
That's your main.
We're back in it.
That's
baby.
Your main present.
They were with us. We gotta seize this momentum. We gotta seize this momentum, brother.
Oh, it's lovely. It's like the little fork thing in Toy Story.
I carved my mum a spoon. I know where you're coming from, brother. Are you Welsh?
No. Oh.
This case is falling apart, it seems.
Any further questions for James? We've got the spoon. We've heard enough about the spoon now.
No.
Hang on.
We haven't scratched the surface with the spoon.
No, Tom, I'm telling you now, spoon chat is over. Ask him a different question.
Where's that spoon now, brother?
Yeah, where is the spoon?
Can I also caveat, he owns 70 plants.
Sorry, this isn't just a discussion about who has what hobbies.
No, but plants are, yes, I am a plant hoarder. They take up a lot of space. My children's paintings are in my neighbour's house. So, James, may I ask you, do you like Rosie's paintings?
She's the one who used the word shit. I've never used that word. Aww. I never would.
But you've implied it.
You implied it by putting them so close to some shit.
As close as possible to the shit.
We don't have a very big flat.
Okay.
70 plants.
Yeah.
They don't go on walls.
Rosie, are you arguing that you should throw out the plants for your...
But we had a lot of wall space in the bathroom, and we...
Can I ask you, James? If you have a yucca plant that really is dry to the point that you think it's dead, is it resurrectable?
A little bit of gardener's question time, isn't it?
Are you talking about their relationship?
Have you seen E.T.?
Was the gallery wall your idea, James?
Yeah. Well, you know, like Tony Hart.
Yeah, I know Tony Hart.
You know the music from the like the Tony Hart.
Yeah, yeah, the
cheesecake.
It's just really nice to listen to that music in your own head while you're having a piss. It's great.
Lovely.
Do you know what?
We can't return any of your pictures, but we do look
at them. We do piss on all of them.
They've been art attacked.
I think that's enough. I think that's enough information.
Oh, you know what? It's turned, doesn't it? On that carving of the spoon.
I think. Oh. I think both people have sort of comported themselves very, very well. So, without further ado, now, Shappy, remember, you're on Rosie's side. You've got a minute to begin the case for the prosecution. Your minute begins now.
As a plant lover myself, I wholeheartedly endorse 70 plants in a smallish, may I say, flat. That said, this is an equal partnership. Then if the plants are allowed, then I would say that the paintings should be allowed to exist if only Rosie paints the plants. I think that would be a game changer. And I can't remember originally what we were planning to... Was someone...
I think Rosie wants more wall space.
Right, oh, right. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. So I would suggest that Rosie deserves this wall space because she is solely going to paint plants of James's choosing from now on. And in that respect, this is the only compromise in this very, very serious case.
Wow. Okay, well... Rosie, I've got to ask, how do you feel about the sort of plea bargain? I really thought that was yours to lose until I know what Shappy had to say. You're only painting watercolours of dying yuccas now. How do you feel about that?
I just feel like there's enough plants in our flat.
Well,
it seems to me the issue is the plants, not the wall space. It's never about what you think it is it, Rosie?
ADHD, you say? Richard, you now have a minute to begin the case for the defence. You are, of course, on James's side. Yep. Your minute starts now.
James is a man who cares deeply about plants. He's keeping 70 plants alive, 70 plants that would be dead.
Yeah. In my house, they would be.
Yeah, if it wasn't for his careful curating of them, he needs that space for his plants. We're talking about a woman who's doing childish pictures. What if one day she has a child and the child sees the pictures and thinks, oh, is that all I've got to do? That's not good. If she cares so much about her art, this guy made her a spoon out of wood. Yeah. The best material to make a spoon out of. And if she wants more wall space, I would suggest she moves into her own flat and leaves this kind, noble man to tend for his plants and his spoon and make some more spoons.
Richard Herring, everybody. Richard Herring.
History's greatest criminal.
So we've heard a few different arguments here. Again, none of the ones I was sort of assuming we'd hear. But it is interesting. How do you... I mean, what...
I'm fine with that second option.
Very... As long as he's got an arga, you're fine, yeah. Okay.
The artwork's going straight to the arga.
James, how do you feel it's going so far?
I mean, we started at Nuremberg, so... Yes.
The only way to go is up. Clarkey, remember, you're on Rosie's side. You're going to conclude the case for the prosecution. I'm going to give you a minute as well.
Don't need it.
Don't need it? Okay. All right. I'll give you 2 minutes. Your time starts now.
Oh, listen, man. James, what a prick.
Come on.
James, a.k.a. the Big Spoon. Listen, if you want to carve spoons, come out your fucking plants, Bear Grylls. More spoons, less plants. Problem solved. And also, Rosie, I get it. It's hard.
I haven't been able to follow any of these arguments.
I thought it was such a good... I was like, this is perfect. Because it's really clear, but... You've really muddied the water.
Sometimes it's too clear.
Yeah, sometimes it's a little too clear, isn't it?
No, but listen, I truly appreciate how hard it can be to have a partner, you know, when you're an artist who doesn't fully understand your art, you know?
they might refer to you going up to Edinburgh and doing a show for a month as not a job. They might never come to your podcast record. Or listen to them. And that's difficult. So I say, take the whole house. Take the power back. And if James doesn't like it, then tell him to fuck off.
Strong conclusion there, Clarkie. Very strong. Ben Clark, everybody. All that remains is to ask you, Tom, are you going to be concluding the case for the defence as yourself?
No, I'm going to be doing it in the style of a defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel.
Oh, yeah?
Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen. Presiding and providing, your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, hell, I recognize a lot of you there from the town there. A lot of them there lawyers from the big city swanned into town today in their automobiles. Ain't no such thing as an automobile round here. Round here we simple folk. We're walking, we're crawling, we're waving.
The third mode of transport.
A lot of them damn lawyers there from the big city talking about damn artwork. Sounds to me like some of them Germans do. You know how we feel about that round here. Hearing this story down here, this them there couple there, kind of got me thinking. Now, you'll probably remember about the time that I bought myself a pig from the Isles of the Guinea. Hell, you all laughed. A pig from the Isles of the Guinea. Cute little thing, furry-like. Ain't gonna eat this one. Gonna feed it, keep it, learn from it. What's that little guinea pig going up to? I leave it in the garden every day. Mrs. Fanshawe calls me in and says, hell now! Obadiah ain't going to the toilet. We call it Obadiah, of course. After our daughter. Obadiah ain't going to the toilet, she said. I said, Obadiah, she's 22 and married. Not that Obadiah, Fanshawe. The pig from the Isles of the Guinea. Not going to the toilet? What's this about? I booked the week off work. It was a quiet time. We're a simple town. Ain't that many trials around here. Followed Obadiah one day. Where's she off to? Into the hedge under the tree. Little burrow. What's she doing in there? She hunching, she pissing, she shitting. Private place. Nobody watching. Sacred space. I looked up above her. What's little Obadiah done? She weaved herself a little star out of hay. Some guinea pig. Turns out where you shit and piss is sometimes the most sacred place alive. No further questions, y'all.
Oh my God. In thinking that Fanshawe might have made the most coherent argument of the four. Am I high on Richard and Judy?
And I didn't mention no spoon neither. Don't forget the spoon now. Okay.
Let that be stricken from the record. Now, obviously, I can't make the decision myself. Don't be asked. So instead, I call upon our live Phoenix audience. Now, if you think Rosie and Shaprak and Ben are in the right, I would like you to applaud now. Oh my goodness. James, the plates have shifted, mate. Imagine if you get absolutely zero for this. People just lost the will to live. But if you think Richard and Fanshawe and therefore James are in the right, please applaud now.
Unbelievable.
Rosie, I'm afraid the mob has spoken. Big thanks to Rosie and James, everybody. Superb. Superb guests.
Can we ask a favour? Can you, when you get home, can you take some pictures of your art so we can put it out with the episode?
Yeah, sure. Do you take your art? Oh. I was going to say, Jesus, creepers. That's incredibly forward.
It's this weather, baby.
I tell you what, let's make it fair, both of you. We want butt pics straight to our DMs.
James, can I ask for photographs of your plants just for me? Naked ones. Of the yucca.
That's what I said, I saw the pictures. Anyway, now we come to the part of the show that I like to call home time. Sadly, okay. I can't because it's not what it is. So, no, it's actually time for the quickfire round, so let's hear the jingle.
This is the quickfire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it's always so amusing that it has a long introduction.
Ooh, it still makes me laugh to this day.
It has a long introduction. When the round is really short, I will say this: today I could do with a short one, because I'm waiting for a workman to arrive. He could come at any minute.
Ooh, he probably won't come till tomorrow then, mate.
I'm waiting for the door to go, so we better wrap this up. The workman's coming round to discuss the paint we've just had, because the paint hasn't dried in 3 weeks. I'm waiting for paint to dry.
Has he used that anti-climb paint?
Which feels a lot like this jingle. Or more interesting than that, the paint they used was supposed to be based in water, but it turns out there might have been some oil in that. How do I know, mate?
I'm dying to find out.
Because we contacted the manufacturer. That's right, the manufacturer's been in on the phone. Anyway, I'm getting distracted. We've got the quickfire round to do. And the quickfire round, as we know, is really short with this long introduction.
It's short but long.
With this long introduction, which I mean does feel quite odd. So if you have a problem with that, please contact the manufacturer. And by saying that, I guess that's us. It's quite nice to be a manufacturer.
But we're not really.
Although if I was a manufacturer of paint, I'd make sure the labels were clear. It would say water-based in really big letters. It wouldn't. Anyway, I'm not gonna get into the paint again. It's time for the quick fire round.
Thank goodness for that.
Here is the quick fire round.
Yeah, okay, definitely.
Hang on, I'm coming. The quick fire round.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. It's the quickfire round, and as our show is all about air fryers, I'm going to ask a series of trivia questions. And I, yeah, remember that. And I would like our panelists to change the last word of your answer to something you could fry. So if I asked you the name of this podcast, you might say Pappy's Flatshare Salted Cod, which we very nearly called it back in 2011. Instead of buzzers, I'd like you to shout out your first names. Ben and Shappy, let's hear yours.
Ben.
Shappy.
And Tom and Richard, let's hear yours.
Richard.
If you're struggling with this bit, guys, the trivia questions might be a bridge too far. Okay, first question. Off we go. Name the song by The Killers that begins...
Tom.
Come get out of my... Yes, Tom.
Mr. Waffle.
That is correct. Which Shakespeare play features the characters Oberon, Titania and Bottom? Ben.
A Midsummer's Night Potato.
Is correct. What does BBC stand for?
Tom.
Ben,
Tom.
Oh, that's Matt.
What BBC are we talking about? Awful.
Tom, it's the one you check on your laptop every day.
British Broadcasting Tomato.
No, it stands for Good Conservative Values. What is the highest mountain in the world?
Ben.
Yes.
Mount Falafel.
Is correct. Who wrote the horror novel The Shining? Carrie.
Tom.
Tom.
Stephen Cheese.
I'm finding it really difficult to remember to say my name. I do know these answers.
I tell you what, this one's just for you then, Chappie. Okay. Which movie starred Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd and it featured a time-travelling DeLorean car?
Chappie.
Chappie.
Back to the ambulance.
That's your memoir, isn't it?
It would have to be a big air fryer, I'll say that much.
It has to be something that you cook in an air fryer.
There really were three parts to that question. You nailed your own name. You knew the film.
No wonder you didn't want one.
I haven't got room for that at my house.
A lovely time with Richard and Judy. Oh well, back to the ambulance.
You were laughing. I just thought, just laugh along with them. Maybe. Right, I see. Back to the courgette.
It's very nice, thank you.
Oh my God.
The Tyne Bridge links Gateshead and which other city?
Tom.
Tom.
A plum.
I want to dispute it, but also I don't want to at all. Newcastle on Plum?
Newcastle I've just replaced the word Newcastle with a plum.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Well, okay. It'd be weird if there were only one word answers, Tom. Wouldn't it be much point to be writing questions?
Almost as weird as frying a plum.
But Tom, you answered that with a plum. Name the American cocktail typically made with vodka, tequila, light rum, triple sec gin, and a splash of Coca-Cola.
Ooh, Tom.
Ben. Tom.
Long Island iced...
Plum?
Long Island iced plum tomato.
Carrie, Miranda, Shuttle, this is not one for you. Ben.
Chappie.
Gary, yes, go on, Chappie.
Thank you. Sex and the chicken.
Yes. And for a bonus point...
That's your second memoir.
Written from prison. Name the actor who plays Carrie in Sex and the Chicken.
Oh, Chappie.
Chappie.
Sarah Jessica Turkey.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Typecasting, really, wasn't it? A tennis match featuring teams of one male and one female player is often referred
Tom.
To as...
Yes, go on, mixed Tom. Pork.
Yes, indeed.
Something I also Google on my laptop.
People in your area are looking at mixed pork. Pork hub. What is another name for a small convection oven that uses air rather than oil to fry foods?
Oh, Chappie.
Chappie.
An air... Piggy.
Sure, I'm going to accept it. That is the end of the round. Oh. Air piggy. So before we find out the final...
I don't like my pigs to wear Nike trainers.
Before we find out the final scores, guys, before we find out those final scores, Shappy, Richard, anything you would like to plug to our listeners, both here tonight and at home listening?
I don't know, since we started this podcast, my brain's shrunk.
We do that to people. Yeah.
No, it's all my own doing. I have nothing to... Oh, yeah, I've got a book called Scatterbrain. Yeah.
I've read it, it's very good.
The perfect plug for a book called Scatterbrain. I don't think I've done anything. Oh, yeah, I wrote a book called Scatterbrain.
It's called Back to the Ambulance.
So Scatterbrain is available wherever you get good books. And Richard?
I'm on tour with my podcast, Rahalastapa. Around the UK.
So obviously one of the absolute classic podcasts of all time.
And, thank you. And
if you're not listening to that, what are you doing, guys?
Why are you listening to this?
Get off this and get on that, mate.
Don't worry about that. Nobody's listening to this.
So thanks to all of you for watching here. As always, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. Like, subscribe, rate and review our podcast or recommend the podcast to all of your friends. The next shows, they've just gone on sale today. They're happening in October, so October the 9th and October the 10th. And due to a sort of small scheduling conflict, October the 10th will be our Christmas show. We've never played by the rules.
It's a
squares.
Spooky Christmas.
So, yeah, the October the 9th has got Ellis James and Izzy Sooty. That's very exciting. And October the 10th, Christmas special has Yuriko Katani and Angela Barnes. They're both going to be corkers. They're both selling fast already, so grab your tickets today. Right, this is exciting. Producer Gwyn, let us hear.
This is exciting.
This is exciting, guys.
It is exciting.
Guys,
exciting.
In case you're wondering, I've already told you, it's exciting. So stop putting your coats on. I know we said the show would finish at 9:45 and it's 10:15, but this is exciting. Gwyn, what are the final scores, please?
Ben and Shaprak have 39, but the winners are Tom and Richard with 45.5.
Oh, congratulations. So Ben and Shaprak are turning on the air fryer whilst Tom
justice.
And Richard are getting to enjoy the crispy delights of a Between the Sheets session with yours truly. I really must start moisturising my flanks. What? Thanks to all our guests.
Hang on. The applause stopped and
that's a little Easter egg for everybody else listening at home. Thanks to our guests Shaprak Korsandi and Richard Herring, two of the all time greats. We've been Pappies, three of the all time greats. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Pappies Flatshare Slamdown featuring Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Paddy with special guests Richard Herring and Shaprak Korsandi. It was advised by Pappies and Ben Walker. By Emma Corsham and Whitney Davis. It was produced by Emma Corsham. Big thanks to everyone at the Phoenix, to all the wonderful folks who came into the next show, and to all of you at home for listening. Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown is a secret production of Acast on the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Yes, fun, raucous stuff.
So fun.
Yeah. Knockabout.
Really, really fun. Loved it. Absolutely adored that. If you enjoyed that as well and you would like to throw a bit of money our way, then join our Patreon, patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. But for the small amount of money you give, which means the world to us, you get a lot in return. For just £4 a month, you get a bonus episode every week, sometimes two bonus episodes because we also do a bonus beef after our Beef Brothers episodes. In fact, you get early notice of our live shows. You get a better chance of getting tickets, plus a discount on those tickets. There's loads of great stuff over there. But most of all, the bonus episodes. We have a tremendous amount of fun doing those, and we'd love you to hear them. So yeah, join the gang, patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare.
Great. Well, another great pod under the belt, and on we go to the future. Today's episode was produced by Emma Corsham. Cheers, everyone.
Excited about the future, I'm not going to lie. I'm really
future,
excited
everyone.
About
to the future. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
that's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.